Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
And keep watching, or we'll have to change into a shopping network and sell bad jewelry.
Hold still, boy. A brand new collar and a brand new ID tag. This is the 93rd one of these I've bought you. Try not to lose this one, huh? It'll be gone in an hour.
It's you. I thought it was someone. There is no chance in the world that I'm going to throw the stick so you can fetch it. Okay. I'll do this the clever way. Want to play hide and seek, Odie?
Yeah.
Find a real good hiding place. I'll count to 100 and then come after you. You didn't think I was going to go look for him, did you?
And, my teacher says, she says I have excellent reading and writing skills, but I need to work more on getting along with others.
That's nice, dear.
Oh, and Father, she also says that I need to go... Oh, Father, look at the cute puppy! Oh, can I have a puppy? Please! Oh, please, can I? All the other kids have puppies, and since you're always going away on business...
Becky, we have been through this 100 times. The answer is no. Now, don't you give me that face, young lady. That face right there. Dogs are messy, dirty creatures, and I won't have one in our home. Now, I'm going to stop in here for some gum. You wait right here, and when I come out, I don't want to hear another word about any dogs.
Yes, Father. Look at you! Oh, the sweetest little pupski! Oh, you are the cutest puppy in the whole wide world! Where did you come from, cute puppy? I'm gonna take you home with me, puppy. I don't care what Father says.
Who are you talking to, Becky dear?
One of my dollies. One of my dollies.
Which one did you bring today? They are making dolls a lot uglier than they did when I was a kid. All right, now you run along and play, my dear, while I check the stock market and... What is that awful smell? I have been smelling it ever since I stopped for gum.
It's nothing, Father.
No, it smells like a dog that's been riding in a garbage truck.
Did you see what you almost did? Now I'm gonna have to give you a bath. You're getting a bath, and that's that. And we'll put in some lavender scent bath oils, too. Won't that be nice? Oh, give it up. You're getting a bath, and that's that. You look funny. There. Now you smell all clean and yummy. What would you like to do now, puppy? Puppy, come back! Oh, there you are. I don't want you to leave me the way Father always does. Father's always going away on business and leaving the maid and the chauffeur to take care of me. They're okay, but I want someone to play with, like a puppy, like you.
Becky?
Father! Father, this is the toy puppy I found in the street.
Oh, I can see that.
Silly-looking toy. The head is obviously hollow.
Oh.
Is that why you want a puppy? I never dreamed... Well, I guess we'll just have to get you one.
You mean it, Father?
Yes. And call me Daddy, why don't you?
Oh, yeah. Sure thing, Daddy. Daddy,
No, Becky. This toy you found belongs to someone. Their address is on the collar. Also, Becky, I'm going to talk with my office about my schedule. Maybe I have been away from home a little too much. Jeeves, take this to the address marked on it. I'll drive Becky to the pet store myself.
Very well, sir.
Oh, what a wonderful sleep. 16 hours. Love those short naps. I wonder if I should actually go try to find where Odie's hiding. Nah, I'll do it next month. Who could that be? Maybe I ordered a pizza in my sleep. What's this? Maybe it's something edible. Okay, so I found you. Enough already. You want me to hide and then you'll seek?
Yeah!
Okay, you count to 100 and then come find me. Hey, the way he counts, I've got time for another 16-hour nap. What you don't see. This wall, for example.
Ooh, cold. Oh, it's so cold. Cold is it? If I were any colder, I could legally be declared a TV dinner. I would almost fly south for the winter if I could fly. And I knew which way south was. How can anyone stand this kind of cold?
Surf's up, guys! Cowabunga!
Methinks our dear friend Orson has flipped like a bad flapjack.
Looks like he's about one brick short of a fireplace. Come on.
I came here as usual to steal some chickens, but I gotta find out what this is all about, too.
What great ways! I'm hanging 10! Four.
You know, it's always sad when it happens to someone you know.
Orson! What's going on here?
What is it?
Whoa! Ooh, Orson, are you okay?
Look what you did, Roy. You made me wipe out. Now help me get out of this warm water.
Water?
Orson, may I ask you a question?
Sure, Roy.
It is what some might call a rather personal question.
Ask anything, Roy.
Fine. Are you out of your ever-loving mind? It's 28 degrees below zero, and you're running around in your short shorts.
I wish you hadn't done that, Roy. Now you reminded me how cold it is. I gotta get back to summer.
Do you have any...
Not a clue. Let's go see what he's doing.
Your guess is as good as mine.
And so, the swimmers ran down to the beach. Last one in is a rotten egg, one of them yelled. Oh, would you rub some suntan lotion on my back, Sylvia asked. I don't want to get a burn. With this hot sun, I can understand that, Philip said. Oh, it must be 102 degrees in the shade, he added.
Oh, I get it. Orson's imagining his way into a book again.
Books can transport you to some other place. So when it's cold, why not go someplace warm?
Interesting.
Aren't you guys warm in those heavy coats?
Now that you mention it.
It is a tad toasty.
This is great!
I don't even feel a chill now.
Well, what's it gonna be, guys? Swimming?
Water polo? But isn't it 10 degrees?
Oh, wait, you broke the fantasy. As they ran down to the beach, they could feel the warm sand beneath their feet.
Read faster.
They saw the surfers out on the waves, riding the crests of the warm tropical waters.
My, it's getting warm here again.
Just remember, think warm, and don't do anything to shatter the fantasy.
Oh, this is great. We'll just put these coats where they can't find them.
This is the life.
Orson, do you think you could imagine us up some lemonade for us?
Uh-oh. Sounds like trouble.
It must be the weasel.
You guys stay here. I can handle this.
These guys have imagined up a beautiful summer day.
Cease and desist, weasel. What do you have to say for yourself?
My, what a nice winter day.
Don't do that.
Oh, no.
Well, what's a no-no? Oh, that's a no-no, all right.
It must be 10 degrees out.
Now you've done it. You've ruined the...
fantasy.
What you said is I gotta go get warm.
Keep cool, fella.
I left my coat right over here. It's gone. I gotta get warm. The beach was warm and comfy as the seagulls basked in the warm sun.
Hold it right there, Weasel. You're not going anywhere with those chickens.
And the forecast for this afternoon, extremely cold with temps in the low to mid-teens with a chance of light snow flurries.
I don't want to hear this. We're at the beach. We're at the beach. It's warm. And we're at the beach. It's 88 degrees. And it's warm. And I'm not cold. And I've got to get warm again.
The lifeguard warned them
that the sun was very hot today and they ought to put on lots.
And lots.
And lots of suntan lotion.
Well, I guess it's up to me. And I just have to make sure he doesn't remind me what time of year it really is. Stop, you weasel, you!
You? Since when do you play the hero?
In my family, we do something brave every 10 years. This one covers me through the year 2004. Hand over them chickens, weasel!
Of course. But first, a number. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, no.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, no.
Oh, what fun it is to drive a freezing duck away. Oh,
it was so warm on the beach that she decided to lay out under the hot sun for a time.
Hey, guys, it's summer again. The fantasy kicked in.
Yeah, but the weasel's getting away with the chickens.
There's got to be a way to stop him. I know. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Suddenly, a massive tidal wave began its assault on the beach.
What is that? Probably nothing important. A tidal wave? I gotta get out of here! Help! Tidal wave! Somebody!
Don't worry, ladies. We'll have you out of there in a jiff.
Hey, what about me? Save me!
Put on this life jacket, but you're gonna have to take off your heavy coat first.
Anything, anything! There. Now throw me the life jacket.
You don't need a life jacket, Weasel. The tidal wave was just a fantasy out of one of my books.
Oh. Oh, no. Help. Cold. Help. I'm freezing. Oh, what I wouldn't give for warmth. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Orson, I am confused. Was that tidal wave real or fantasy?
That was a fantasy.
Clever, Orson. But if the wave isn't real, then what are we sailing this ship on?
You had to ask, didn't you?
Today, we're visiting the Hollywood Museum, a shrine to the history of the motion picture. Many people are unaware of the role that cats played in this story. In fact, movies would never have been invented were it not for a cat. The year was 1894. The place, the workshop of Thomas Alva Edison. Mr. Edison was attempting to take a still photo of his handsome cat.
Hold still now.
I said hold still. Stop moving around like that. I can't focus.
This went on for hours.
Please, just stop moving around so I can get a picture.
Finally, he gave up and just clicked off a roll of film at random. 3 days later, when he got his pictures back from the drugstore, he was surprised to find they came out all right. But what was more amazing was what happened when he flipped the stack. Viewed in rapid succession, it was almost as if the still photographs had come to life. Excited at his discovery, Edison raced back to his lab. There, he invented the kinetoscope, a device that would flip the pictures for you while you look through a viewer.
I have done it! I have invented the moving picture!
Never mind that. How about inventing the refreshment stand?
My project is a success. I want to make another moving picture of you dancing right away.
How about that? He just invented the sequel. Years later, with the help of research being done in France, he was finally able to build the first motion picture camera.
Please, move! Do something! The film is costing me a fortune. Dance, run, do anything, please!
So, thanks to a cat, the motion picture was invented. But that wasn't the last contribution that cats were to make.
Mr. Garfield, I happen to be Ms. Edna W. Factchecker, and I am with the Historical Accuracy Society. I have been watching your program, and the story you've just presented is simply full of inaccuracies and errors. I would like to know precisely what you intend to do about this.
You don't like it? Get your own show. Here's another example of the cat contribution to movie history. In 1915, pioneer movie maker Max Sennett was directing one of the first comedies.
Now, Mabel, in this scene, you hit Fatty in the face with a meatloaf. And action! Cut. That isn't funny. Let's try some other kind of food.
They tried hitting him in the face with a loaf of bread? Not funny. They tried hitting him in the face with a Caesar salad. They tried everything. A bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. A burrito. And finally, an egg roll.
Oh, none of these is funny. Prop man!
Yes, Mr. Sennett?
Find me some food to hit him in the face with that's funny!
Yes, sir, Mr. Sennett. Let's see, maybe a cucumber in the face? No, how about an omelet? Is that funny? Omelet in the face. No, how about a cheeseburger? Hey, cat, put that pie down. That pie is for the cast party later.
Don't you let go of it?
Oh, no, Mr. Sennett.
That's it! A pie in the face! Young man, you are a genius! A comedical genius!
I am?
Oh, yes.
Why, yes, I suppose I am.
I had the sudden inspiration that a pie, of all foods, might resort in a certain contrast, a reduction of dignity that most people would find humorous.
Well, he was right about one thing. Most people did find a pie in the face funny. And to this day, movie comedy really hasn't improved on...
Mr. Garfield, you have presented another erroneous, phony story. I demand to know where you are getting this information.
Same place I got the pie. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah. But perhaps the greatest contribution ever made to Hollywood by a cat was made only a few years ago. This is Fillmore. Fillmore lived in the back of a movie theater operated by this man, Ron Carbuckle. But Carbuckle didn't own the theater. This man did. His name was Mr. Bijou.
Carbuckle, I'm not making enough money off the theater.
But sir, we're doing okay. Making a nice profit, people enjoy going to the movies here.
I know, but I want to make more. Follow these plans or you're fired.
We can't do these things.
The cat, however, insisted they carry out Mr. Bijou's orders to the letter. The following week, Mr. Bijou came by to make sure his plan was being implemented.
As you know, we used to show one movie at a time in our spacious theater. Under your new plan, we've carved it up into 49 mini-cinemas.
Great, great!
Also, we're replacing the plush, comfortable theater seats with these small, uncomfortable, cheap seats.
Perfect!
We're pouring cola over all the floors to make them sticky.
Good, good. That'll keep people here.
We got rid of the hot, freshly popped, buttered popcorn, and we've replaced it with pre-popcorn covered with some sort of yellow liquid. And by the way, that container of popcorn my cat is holding is a small. It sells for $17.
Great! Once we got them in here, let's soak them for everything we can. Fine work, Carbuckle!
Carbuckle did everything the theater owner had asked to rip off filmgoers. And within 2 weeks, the theater was completely out of business.
Well, now I'm out of work. I should never have listened to you and done all those things Mr. Bijou wanted. This is your fault.
Ah, but the cat had a plan. And when Carbuckle saw it, he saw how brilliant it was.
Come on, let's go.
Yes, the theater went out of business, just like every movie theater that tries to soak the public. But across the street, Ron Carbuckle's new business was booming.
Boy, are we
and
glad
so, Fillmore the cat invented the most important thing to happen to movies in 50 years, the video rental business.
Mr. Garfield, that entire story was completely untrue. You are filling the heads of small children with...
Thank you, and good night. Boy, I hate this yellow stuff they put on popcorn instead of butter.